Chapter 1 Daniel Sinclair settled back into the comfortable leather seat of his limousine, which was taking him to JFK Airport for his flight to San Francisco.
"We should be at the airport in 45 minutes, sir,"
his driver Maurice announced. "Thank you." Instead of chartering his own jet, as he often did when he traveled cross-country, he'd decided to fly first class on a commercial airline. Since both his lead attorney and his girlfriend were scheduled to fly out to meet him on the West Coast the next day, rather than join him on this flight, there'd been no reason to charter a jet just for one passenger. Audrey, his girlfriend of almost a year, had an important charity function to attend and had promised to take the first flight the next morning, while his attorney Judd Baum was working on final contract revisions and thought it more prudent to finish them in New York, where his staff could assist him. Daniel had been working on the acquisition of the San Francisco-based financial services company for almost a year, despite the fact that his attorneys and his business managers handled most of the details. He preferred to be intimately involved in any deal his company struck, especially when it came down to the final few days. He always made a point of sitting at the table with the other side when the final signatures were exchanged, rather than finalizing the deal remotely. Besides, another trip to San Francisco would be just what he needed. It provided him with an opportunity to relax as well as to catch up with his buddy Tim, who'd hightailed it out of New York 5 years earlier, having decided that life outside of California wasn't for him. The native Californian had tried to adjust to life on the East Coast, but deep down he'd never felt at home. Daniel couldn't really blame him. Life in New York was hectic and completely centered around work. His ulterior motive for coming to San Francisco, though, was to introduce Audrey to Tim, who had the uncanny ability to assess a person's character within 5 minutes. Things had been a bit on shaky ground with Audrey for the last few months, especially because he'd been working so damn hard on this deal. Daniel had neglected her on several occasions and was wondering where to take the relationship. The truth was, he needed a little bit of advice from his old college buddy on what to do with her. He never discussed relationships or women with any of his friends or business associates in New York. Tim was the only person he felt comfortable with talking about other things than guy stuff. He raked his long fingers through his dark hair, something he did frequently when he was preoccupied. His hair was longer than usual. Lately, he hadn't even found time to visit his barber for a quick haircut. His schedule had been too hectic. Never one to sit idly, Daniel opened his briefcase to start reviewing some of the documents for the deal. As he flipped through the files, he cursed under his breath. One of the files his assistant had put together for him was missing. He remembered that he'd taken it out of the briefcase the night before. He'd gone to pick up Audrey from her apartment, but as usual, she hadn't been ready, and he'd waited for her to get dressed. Since Audrey was never one to be rushed, he started reviewing the file while he'd waited for her, and then promptly forgotten it there. And since he'd dropped her off after dinner rather than spend the night, he hadn't noticed his neglect. As he thought about the previous evening, he had difficulty remembering when he'd last spent the night with her. It must have been more than a couple of weeks ago. And for that matter, it must have been a while since he'd had sex with her. Strangely enough, he hadn't even noticed. That's what work did to him. It made him forget everything else. "Maurice," he called out to his driver.
"Yes, sir."
"Swing by Miss Hawkins' place, please. I left some documents there last night."
"Certainly, sir."
It wouldn't be much of a detour. Maurice was still fighting traffic in Midtown, and Audrey's place was only a few blocks away. Daniel glanced at his watch. She was already at her charity event, but he had a key and could let himself in. The doorman knew him well and would have no objection to let him go up to her apartment. Minutes later, Maurice double-parked in front of the building, and Daniel sauntered out of the car. Audrey's apartment was on the top floor of the turn-of-the-century co-op. He impatiently tapped his foot as the wood-paneled cab of the old-fashioned and rather slow elevator climbed from floor to floor. There were only 3 units on the top floor, and he headed straight for Audrey's. As soon as he turned the key and let himself into the apartment, he thought he heard noises. Walking to the bedroom, he wondered whether the housekeeper was there. He was prepared to give Betty a fright. He liked the older woman, who always had a ready smile when he visited. She got a kick out of the occasional pranks he played on her, and she made him feel as if he were back in college. Daniel listened. The sound was definitely coming from the bedroom. The TV was probably on while she cleaned. Grinning and already imagining Betty's shocked face, he gripped the door handle, pushed it down slowly, and yanked the door open. Boo! He almost choked when he didn't see what he was expecting. This was definitely not Betty cleaning the apartment.
Daniel!
It was obvious that Audrey had decided not to go to the charity event after all. Naked, her hair a mess, her body sweaty and impaled on a naked male body, she'd never get ready in time. Not that she ever had any intention. Charity seemed to be the furthest from her mind. The position she was in suggested anything but. Of course, Daniel could be mistaken. Maybe Audrey was fucking his attorney out of charity. Judd. Audrey. Audrey's long red hair cascaded over her breasts, strands of them sticking to her glistening skin. She'd obviously worked up some sweat riding him, and by the looks of the tangled sheets and the smells of sex in the air, this was a repeat session. It also figured that Judd wasn't quite as busy with revisions to the contract as he'd claimed. Otherwise, how would he have found the time to screw his boss's girlfriend? That he was screwing himself by doing so had obviously not yet crossed his mind. Maybe he wasn't quite as bright as Daniel had always thought. Strangely, as he looked upon the scene before him, Daniel felt detached and oddly relieved. Audrey's shocked face was the first genuine emotion he'd seen her exhibit in a long time.
I can explain.
Judd made a feeble attempt at disentangling himself from Audrey, who still straddled him, even though she'd had the decency to stop moving up and down on Judd's cock, an action she would undoubtedly resume as soon as Daniel was gone. Daniel lifted his hand. Spare me. The situation was pretty self-explanatory from where he stood. Audrey, there is no need for you to fly out to California. Here's your key. We're done. He placed her apartment key onto the dresser and picked up his file.
Daniel, we need to talk about this.
He shook his head. He wasn't one to make a big scene. Hysterics were for women and gay guys. He'd never been emotional like others, at least not since puberty. Tim used to kid him, saying he didn't believe that Daniel's Italian mother was truly his mother, and he couldn't possibly be half Italian with the lack of emotion he showed. At the door, Daniel turned once more. And, Judd, you're fired. I'll finish the deal myself.
But you can't just fire me. You need me.
Even though Judd had actually done him a favor by taking Audrey off his hands, he couldn't continue working with somebody who went behind his back, especially not an attorney who he had to trust 100%. You're replaceable. Get used to it. His stab at Judd wasn't referring to the job he'd just lost, but to the woman in his arms. She'd replace him with somebody else soon enough. What an idiot. 2 minutes later, Daniel was leaving her building and was out of Audrey's life, for good. He felt as if his step was lighter when he walked toward the car, as if a burden had been lifted off his shoulders. He realized the loss of a good attorney hit him harder than the loss of Audrey. He definitely needed to replace him right now. Without a lawyer by his side to finish the acquisition, things could blow up in his face. Daniel pulled out his cell phone and speed dialed as he got into the car, instructing his driver to continue to the airport. The call was answered within 2 rings. Tim, it's Daniel.
Oh, shit. Did I screw up on your arrival time?
Tim was no scatterbrain, but after returning to California, his social life had taken on massive proportions, and he was constantly hopping from one party to the next. No, of course not. I'm still in New York. He heard Tim exhale, audibly relieved. Listen, I need a favor. I need the best corporate legal firm out there to take over the deal.
What, you ran out of attorneys in New York?
I fired Judd 5 minutes ago. He didn't feel like going into details. There'd be plenty of time to rehash the story when he got to San Francisco.
Okay, I'm on it. I'll have somebody for you when you arrive. Can't wait to see you and finally meet Audrey. I made reservations for dinner. We can...
Daniel interrupted him. Yeah, about Audrey.
What about her?
Tim's voice was colored with more than just passing curiosity. She's not coming. It's over. He didn't even give his friend a chance to comment. Which brings me to another issue. I have to attend the damn reception tomorrow night in anticipation of the acquisition. I was planning on having Audrey there to ward off those eligible bachelorettes they usually throw at me at those events, so I need a stand-in. He wasn't interested in having to fend off advances from every woman under 40 who threw herself at him because he was rich and unmarried.
A stand-in?
Tim's incredulous voice echoed through the cell phone. Daniel ran his hand through his hair again, messing it up as if he'd just gotten out of bed, which couldn't be further from the truth. He'd been up since 4 in the morning to get in a workout in the gym before his busy day had started. Yes, some arm candy.
Well, I can set you up with a blind date,
Tim suggested eagerly, obviously already having somebody in mind.
In fact, this is perfect timing. The roommate of a good friend of mine is...
Daniel could virtually see Tim rub his hands together. Forget it. I want a professional. No romantic entanglements. No blind dates. Yeah, that's what he needed, like a hole in the head. A blind date.
A professional?
Yes. What do they call them? Escorts. It had just come to him. That was the solution. Instead of a girlfriend, he needed an escort. Somebody to indicate to all other women that he wasn't available. It would solve all his problems. And it would be way less hassle keeping an escort happy rather than a girlfriend or a date. Keeping an escort happy just meant paying her enough. Get me one of those. Not too pretty, just reasonable looking and with a bit of a brain so she doesn't embarrass me at the reception.
You're kidding.
Even though he couldn't see Tim's face, he could tell that his friend's jaw had dropped. I'm dead serious. So make a booking for me. I assume they take credit cards? If anything, Daniel was practical. That's why he was an excellent businessman.
Well, how the hell should I know? Do I look like someone who hangs out with escorts?
Tim sounded less miffed and more amused. Daniel could even hear what sounded like a stifled laugh coming through the phone. Come on, do this for me and I'll tell you why I broke up with Audrey. He knew just how much Tim liked some good gossip. In that respect, gay men were like women.
Every dirty detail?
He negotiated quickly. Can't get any dirtier than that.
You're so on. Any preference? Brunette? Blonde? Redhead? Big boobs? Long legs?
Daniel shook his head and grinned. It wasn't like he wanted to sleep with the escort. He just wanted her to accompany him to that boring reception. He really didn't care either way what she looked like, as long as she wasn't ugly and could parade as his girlfriend. Why don't you surprise me? See you soon. He was about to disconnect, then thought otherwise of it. And thanks, Tim, for everything.
Love you, too.
How he'd ever ended up being best friends with a gay man, he had no idea. When he'd first invited Tim to his parents' house in the Hamptons during the summer holidays when they were attending college together, Daniel's parents had been afraid Daniel was about to tell them he was gay. Just thinking back and remembering the relief on their faces when he told them that he was as straight as the A's he brought home from college made him chuckle. Relieved, they had practically adopted Tim after that summer. Daniel settled into his comfortable first-class seat and reviewed the last remaining issues of the deal. He would have his assistant send all current contracts electronically to his new attorneys, who could take over where Judd had left off. At worst, it would delay the deal for a week, but he didn't care at this point. Maybe he could use the downtime and go up to the wine country to relax for a few days. He'd ask Tim to recommend a place. As a wine snob, Tim was bound to know the best places in the area. He would unwind with a good bottle of wine in one hand and a book in the other. Hell, who was he kidding? Since when did he know how to relax? During the last year, he hadn't taken a single day off. Even on Sundays, he'd been working, trying to put together another deal, even when Audrey had begged him to go away with her for a weekend. He couldn't really blame her that she'd found solace in Judd's arms. He hadn't exactly been the most attentive of boyfriends, or the most romantic. He just wasn't the type. Daniel already pitied the woman who fell for him one day. Good luck to her trying to pull him away from his work. Audrey certainly hadn't managed to, and she was beautiful and enticing. But his priority had always been his work, and that wouldn't change, ever. He hadn't come this far, and without taking any of his father's money, to have a woman stifle his ambition and make him feel guilty for not spending enough time with her. That was the path other men took. It wasn't his. He needed the challenge, the conquest, the battles, not a woman sitting at home and whining that he didn't have time for her. He'd pretty much given up on finding the right woman, suspecting that the woman who'd put up with him wasn't born yet. It wasn't that he hadn't tried, but the women he'd ended up attracting were like Audrey, high maintenance, spoiled, and ultimately after his money. No thanks. Looking back at his life, Daniel couldn't put his finger on the exact point when he'd turned from a fun-loving young man into the driven businessman he was now. Women had always flocked to him, mostly because of his Italian good looks, so he'd never really had to work at it and had taken them for granted. Sex was certainly a part of his life, but not an important one. He'd often forgone sex with Audrey for late-night business meetings, and it had seemed that she hadn't minded that much as long as he went to important society events with her. These events had been few and far between, as most of them bored the hell out of him. Daniel rarely appeared in any gossip pages, which had bugged Audrey tremendously, since she loved reading about herself in the papers. He was much more of a private person, and certainly not as flashy as she'd wanted him to be. Looking back now, he didn't know why he'd ever started dating her. They were completely unsuited for each other.